Chong Chen, Little Pei, be included in the lap of the Shri Chochoba Mecha. Against Tundazi talk, he uses obscenities, Little Pei. The answer is, how about the Bolene Rachim, that the Enesh, the Chet of the Raguin was Lashmor. Against whom do they speak Lashmor? Against the Jews? Against the Tlanim? The Ogoyim and the Chodim, the Shoyim, and they didn't even speak Lashmor against the Tlanim. They spoke Lashmor against Eitzim Babon, against the Arzim. So, can that be included in Yisrael Chochel Bamech? The answer is, there are two lives in the connection of Rosh Hashanah. One is the lab of the Yisrael Chochel Bamech. That is reference to somebody who talks Rosh Hashanah against the Jew, who is an Eisim Maisam. But if he talks Rosh Hashanah against the boy, is not even allowed to be Yisrael Chochel Bamech. If he talks Rosh Hashanah against the Jew, who is a Eisim Aishamcho, even if he thinks he needs more like a Kusim, so it's not him there, and the Yisrael of Rosh Hashanah, and the Lama Yisrael Chochel Bamech. Then the Gemara in Tzachim, that Kusit Ches says, that Kusit says, that the Yisisa Shemaho, the Yisisa Shemaho, משפט אזורה לצאת לשנורה מקד לשנורה ומייד אין שקר לחבר. So the question is, לגבי ניסת לשנורה, why do we need the אזורה of the סיס השם השוב? He is able to listen to in the love of the Sin Chochbanah. So the answer is, Ramilene, Amir the Ramilene, and the Shari Chube, in discussing the Gemara in Bolodastre at Merech, Kornil said in the Samre, Vapetlote, Lesbo Mishum Mishne Bish. So what's the Pshat? So there are all kinds of Pshat. Ramilene mentions all kinds of Pshat. One Pshat is that less than Shunish Nebishe has reference to somebody who is talking Rosh Hashanah against an Erosh and an Eisim Aisam. And the Pshat convinced him with Sabre Barbetlote, Rosh Hashanah, if he says it, if he talks against the Shoyim in the presence of people, because three people is Chavre Israel. So that means he can say like Rav Yezi, Yomai l'omar fi dovo v'chozar d'lachem. So Rav Yezi said about himself, whenever I talked against a certain person, I didn't turn backwards to see whether that person is standing there and hears. Because if I wouldn't say it in his presence, I wouldn't say it in his absence. Rav Yezi says that it's also to talk Rosh Hashanah against the Rosh. If you're not in a position, you're not brave enough to say it in his presence. But if in his presence you wouldn't say it, and behind his back you say it, you are either an Yisrael Rosh Hashanah, which is Rosh Hashanah, the Shilu Chochel Bamecho, is in the Yisrael Rosh Hashanah, or the Yisrael of the Yisrael Hashim Hashanah, Luis, Azorah Limsaf Rosh Hashanah. So Loshnore means Shutet Mashmoy. What does Loshnore mean? Loshnore, indecent language. So when you talk against a Jew, it's indecent, even if you do it for a purpose. When you talk against the Roshe, if you do it for a good purpose, in order to keep other people from associating with the Roshe, they shouldn't fall prey to his Ashpoye, then you have a mitzvah of a Chiyach to Chiyach. But if in his presence you show him respect, and in his absence you call him all kinds of names, then you are aware and in this thought, and you are aware. And then the Mishnah Berurah mentions, in the name of Tamid Vilio, Shalitema, Adaba Lashnora Adi Bechavi, Val Adaba Lashnora Adi Yisrael, Shim Echot, Midaba Lashnora, Neged Adi Bechavi, Lipseid Shul Midaba Lashnora, Neged Adi Yisrael Adi. So that means that that even God, if you don't gain anything, just to move as a Yareder and Israel to Sisa Shimashon. So little pet is Lashnoris in this language, the English of the Maraglin, you will not hear on the lab of the Siddur Chochoban. But they were Eveya and the lab of the Sisa Shimashon.
What about if somebody is provoked? In other words, if say there is a Baal Machloikas who's able to get under your skin and you lose your cool, and sometimes you say
so
something.
In the Mises outside, the Yam Shlomi in Bobakame, in the Sukhya, beginning of Amelia, of all the Dinish Nino and Abshay, discusses that. If a person started to hit another person and he is allowed to use verbal violence against him, but if he uses verbal violence and another person doesn't stop, so he's even allowed to use force, but he has to meet force with force, equal force, not more force. So there is an Indian law. All the things is new enough.
What about listening? Let's say on television.
Oh, Mikavoshnor doesn't do this. The Gemara in Shulah says that why is this soft, that if a person does hears the Roshnor, he should not listen to it. All right, that's a mischasidus.
I mean, of the second type of Roshnor.
Mikavoshnor. He's able. Mikavu means that he accepted.
I mean, of this second type of the obscenities. Like if somebody would be,
if you
talk to certain people, they all constantly use the language.
Says that he shouldn't pay attention.
Who says it?
The morning service. Oh. Why is this soft?
In which case does Gemara say that? By
what?
You might say the Gabi what?
He will pay.
So that means he will pay means strictly having to do with
what?
I mean, strictly things that have to do with Tashmi Shemitah, that's the definition of the Bokeh, or
Lav Dafke. And even Litzonis, the Rav Yehuda mentions, yeah, as a category of Litzonis. Yeah. Only by Avrizore, so there is a special attack. Litzonus and Avrizore is Muta, because of Rio.
Wait, Rabbi, you mentioned twice that you shouldn't say Lashon Hara. You shouldn't be echad, you shouldn't stay behind the person's back, even if he's a Rasha, right? So the question is, what about the Rashi in Chumash by Kalev and Yeshua? Rashi praises Kalev that he was friendly to the Meraglim in their face, but behind their back, he really wasn't with them.
Maybe he thought that it must be up.
So he wasn't honest with them. He deceived
because
them.
Because he meant Lishim Shemayim. He thought he can be Mashpia.
Also, he may have thought they would kill him right there.
That's right.
He at least wanted to wait until they got back.
That's right. And the Ramiyeh mentions Chenkin also in Klaus. Chenkin. You flatter a person. Ah, the speech was the best. How did you say?
Rebbe said late sonnets. Rebbe meant all late sonnets, or that means obscenities in late sonnets?
No, late sonnets doesn't have to be obscenities.
So late sonnets
is something else.
So late sonnets itself also qualifies as Lashon Hara.
Yeah, also. Indecent talk. Indecent.
Latsanis. What does Latsanis mean? Latsanis means what?
So what about writing it? Not speaking it, but writing it.
What? Well, it's also writing.
And let's say you're quoting someone, like this person said.
If you quote it for a purpose, fine. But just to have fun, fine. Then it's just, I mean, you cannot be too reductive, because then you'll be mad at me. Now, alavorche, in regard to the modern herichem vorbasche, komil sed mishafre vachetlote, leimishu mishubishe, the shmiras haloshim mentions all kinds of shot. But there is one pshat by the Rambam himself that the Shmiras Haloshim doesn't mention. I would like to start this year tomorrow, apparently, because I have to cover a lot of ground. Now, when will the meal of the Bar Mitzvah be over?
He said it'll probably end by 11.
Whenever it ends.
Shachas
will be here. But the Sudeh and the Droshes will be in Belfort. The Rambam Perek Zayin Mil Chasedes. Haloche. He says, Echod Hamisafer Veloshnara Bifnei Chaveri. Oy Shalom Bifanam. Hamisafer Zoy Shegerme Elishnu Ishtuiz. Echod Hamisafer Veloshnara Bifnei Chaveri. Oy Shalom Bifanam. Hamisafer Zoy Shegerme Elishnu Ishnu Pish Lehazik Chaveri Bikufer. Oy Bimomele. That you shouldn't think that Lashon Hara consists dafke in saying things with musisha. Suppose somebody is found out for a position, a rabbonis in a shul, and then another person, a member of the shul, asks you, what do you say about him? Oh, he's such a yerushalmi, and such a tantrochem. He's bochi b'shos b'ado b'yoshon and chol v'ashem. But that's the biggest song. The president, the selecting committee, hear that? I won't take it. It's all special. Because it's destined to result in his harm. So then we say, but if everybody knows that he's a bochi b'shos b'ado b'shos yoshon, and that is your horrible Hashem, so then there is no research nor, because they know it anyway, unless he has the intention to regard it more and more. He's not the regular Kamari, but he says he's a big Kamari. Also because he's Lashon Hara Chaver. I don't know whether it will be included in the lab of the Shiluch Chochem Amecho, but it will be included in the lab of the Sisa Shemesha. Okay. There is two Yosois and two Pshotim. Raz Yos is very strange, very strange. Rav Barach Vede Rabchie Ubarach. Rav was the son of her Prius brother paternally, and he was the son of her Prius mother maternally. So she's holy class of Afria lived in us as well. Rav lived in Boda. So when Rav went to Israel, Amalek, Ivy doesn't mean father. Ivy means there's a name Ivy. And Imi doesn't mean mother, but it's a name. It's a name. So Amalek, Ivy Kayom, Ivy. That's the Priya's brother, Rav's father. He's living. Omalei imokayems. So that two pshat in Rashi. One pshat is Rashi's own pshat is Omalei imokayemes. In other words, he answered Rav Priya's question by asking Rav Priya a question. He said, why do you ask me about my father? Why didn't you ask me about my mother? Because they both died. He didn't want to pass here, set tidings, because it's not the right thing.
Is that really a Lashon Maguna, though? That wouldn't
not
be like a
Rabbeinu
Yonah's Lashon
Hara. Not Lashon Maguna, not words. You're not supposed to tell, to spell out set tidings. You know, as a matter of fact, if somebody's parent died, then Shulchan Aruch says, you are supposed to tell him, because he has to say Kaddish. But if another relative died, you're not supposed to tell him. You're not supposed to tell him. Of course, today it's not shy up, because today there are newspapers, and there is telephones, and all kinds of things. So it just is ridiculous to hide. But this one Chazal, the newspapers, you could keep it for many years. So, but if he has to say Kaddish, so then you have to tell him. But it's an Issa, it's a real Issa, to tell Setai. So Rashi explains, when Rav Priya asked Rav, Aime, there's the name of Rav Priya's brother, Rav's father, is living, Omalei, Aime, Hayemes, why don't you ask me where they are? Aime is living. Omalei, Aime Kayemes. Omalei, Aime Kayemes. And she asked me about Aime. he already asked that question. Why? In other words, he didn't want to tell him set tidings. So, Mimele, Yamizi, it's alright. Yamizi, it's alright. So, Mimele, Yamizi. Rashi says, Aive Oviv Shel Rav, Ochiv Shel Rav Priya Hoyo. Inav, kidam rinon feri kamer isaneda. Aive vichone vishile umarte verabchie kule bnei derabache mikav rav. Vi aime shoy shoy imi shol rav. Acheise shol rav. Shol rabchie hoi somnei. Ki solik rav miire in bobe leart Yisrael. Shohoi rabchie shom. Omar Apriel Rav, Aive Ovicho Kayam, Omar Rav, Aime Kayemes, Kiloshin Shile, Kilema, Lomo, Shashatishel, Kilema, Achatishel, and Shatomashil Alobi, Shalalim, Shatia Christo. I mean, she's also your sister. What did you inquire about the sister? Omalei, oi Rav Priya Rav, ve'ayme achis kayemes, omal Rav, ay bikar, ve'ovi krum kayemes, hu adayin li, ishi b'sicho, omei van hei. So it's not an inyanam of Marsheka, but not said tight. Yish emrim b'nechus heyoy mishi b'rav, ha'nish nishayosh. In other words, Rav Esti, Rav asked that whether Aime is living. So he said, Aime is living. And that's not true either. But, so how do you say it, Shekhar? Because only for one moment he was saying Shekhar. But after that, he understood that you must not change. So it says.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Who said that sheker is defined by the result of the person understanding? Isn't sheker the amira itself?
That's the machleket between the two shins. Anyway, shouldn't think that if a person says an innocent lie, so he's either a misadraisi of Mbashanatra. The Yaleim, in explaining with the Moe, the machleket between the Shama and the Sila, in Ksubes, in Sefeskale, a case of Miragol is near Kalam. So, Shama Yimlin, Kalak Moishi, in other words, she's a smart girl. You have to pray that she's a smart girl. But if she's blind and the cripple and the hunchback, you don't say she's a pretty girl. You say she's a smart girl. She's a tzmuye, she's a sadeket. Because in Bashekatil. So then, the seals say, Kalanova Hasuda. Whether she's pretty or not, even if she has a hunchback. So, we have to say, a beautiful cow. So, the Shama is a Nisila, the Torah says in Bashekat Yehov. So, we still answer if somebody buys a certain commodity in shuk, should he praise it or should he be done it? Suppose it's not a good buy. So, the asked him, you should tell him, oh, terrible. It's not nice. It's not a heart. So, was it shot? But Bishama asked him, is it possible? With Barshekat Yoch. So the Arim says, according to Bishama, Barshekat Yoch implies an Isa to say a lie. Let's say the person asks you, how old are you? And he's 60 years old. And he says he's 55 years old. So he doesn't harm anybody. So according to Bishamai, it involves a misunderstanding. According to the Sila, only a sheker, whereby you deceive a person, you hurt a person. Let's say, suppose the parents, the shatran is the parents, the father of the girl, or the father of the boy. How old is the son? How old is the daughter? So if it's a matter, according to the Sila, if it's a matter of 1 year, 2 years, which is not a factor, if somebody decides to marry a certain girl, unless he's much younger than you, so does it make any difference? But if he's 25 and she is 23, and the father says she's 21, it's not the nicest thing in the world, but it's not even Bashikatil. But if it's a substantial lie, then it's mivashekatil. In other words, so then you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. So here, as far, but here Rashi mentions another machleis. The yeshim v'nechosoyim v'nechuset v'yamei shivrat. How much in the shell, the shiobi in a club, because of Enai, Lema, she eats a rab Bashekamapi. Even though there is no Isa, according to the Sila of Mbashek Tircho, if you don't do any harm to anybody, but start in your cities. After all, in your cities is the day the Remes will love it. Even if you had in your heart a decision to sell him a certain commodity at a certain price, so you arrive there and they were going to love it, but that's in your serious. It's not an affair. So the Gemara says, today the Remed will love it in a Safra, Gemara at the end of Miseres Magis. A sort of Safra was damaged nest. And then a Secher, a Mecher, wanted to sell something. So he mentioned a certain price. Rav Safre said, you know, in order to his head, you know, he couldn't be Rafi in the middle of his mess. So he thought that the price was too high. So then he mentioned, let's say, I mean, for example, I mean, let's say he said 10 cents. He's still not a Jew. And he wanted to be Muhammad's team. You can't talk to me, I'm damned. So that's a riot that the Chachomim or Rishenim didn't scream when they davened. Because if they screamed when they davened, so then this, the Mecher wouldn't have made the mistake.
But the Ramban and Chumash says that you should say B'kol Ram. Tfilos, you should say B'kol Ram.
Lachash, you're not loud.
Not the Lachash, when you're davening.
You have to be Mashmi'a Loznach. That's all. Mashmi'a Loznach.
He was davening Shmoneh Esrei.
Shmoneh Esrei, yeah, why so,
he would
amazed.
He would talk to the other men by signaling in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei.
You are loud. Just to not with your head. I do it all the time. I damage my strain, the telephone rings. So I do, it's alright. Is over. The telephone call not allowed. But they say, is over.
Really picks up the telephone and says that, or just signals to somebody else?
If nobody is in the house, and I expect an important call, most calls are not important. But if I expect an important call, and nobody in the house, I keep it up with him. I say, And then the person understands. Because usually it's only Shalom who calls. But if somebody is in the house, let's say one of the grandchildren or Mrs. Salavici, and she's upstairs, so I keep saying, No! And I keep saying, so, so Rav Sachra did the same thing. Nothing wrong. So he lowered the priest. So again he said, So again lowered. Then after Shmoneh Esrei, Rav Safra told him at the highest price that he mentioned first, even though he lowered it, and even though he didn't say anything. So it's not a minion of Shir Shishol Yasu Avod Abu Chosim. The only minion of Shamone is only Shayach. When you say it, you verbalize it, not if you have in your heart, but it's talking. So some of the Rishonim say that just as by Hedlish, there's a loch of Nidid Leib, but if somebody in his heart is nodding something like Hedlish, he's mechuyev to observe it.
Yes.
Yeah, Nidid Leib. But he'll not be able to
Right.
He just another mitzvah.
What's the mitzvah?
Nidiv Levi Venu, he possibly did a Kabbalah in Divra Yomim.
And this Call is Nidiv Levi Venu.
What? Of course, the Gemara.
Where is the Gemara?
The Gemara in many places, many places. In Zvochim, in Menoches, in Erech, in many places.
Right.
It's yeah. Probably in Borobaskals. But some of the Shemim say it only Nidiv Levi applies only to Hedesh, but not to Anim. And some Rishonim say that when you say it in Harei Ani Meisam Doim Fanecho Vafilu Bleib, so Mela Mitzvah Bleib, because of these Rishonim, so there is also Halacha to be, but by Anoshia, not in Oni, there is no Chiyuv, but there is Mercedes. If you decide in your heart to pay $20 for a certain jacket, for a certain sweater. And then, if you go to the store, you see he's asking only $10. So if you are the Madriga of Rav Safra, not if you are not in the Madriga of Rav Safra, and generally, I mean, you even violate your verbal promises, but here he wants to show scriptures, then it's not in your serious. But teaching that beyond Madriga, you have to observe. You have to say. So that's Mitzvah Mercedes. But Mitzvah Adin, not only is there no Isa, of course there's an Isa, if you promise and some Chodaite, so then you arrive at an Isa Dreise of Hein Shaloch Tzedek, the Lav Shaloch Tzedek, of some Chodaite. In other words, if it's Idolo Muet, not if it's Idolo Merube, somebody says to the other person, I'll give you a birthday present of $500. So, and he's not a millionaire. If he's a millionaire, so he's a double moed. So he has to do it. But if he's not a millionaire, he's not a rich man, so then he's always hankadaited. So there's no chiyuv. So, but just an innocent lie. He says he's 22 years old. Not a shot. Somebody else. What different does it make? So then, it's only middle cities. But here, no one was hurt by saying the lie. But Rashi Shita is that from the point of view of middle cities, even if he's a lie, even if he deceives him for 1 minute, and then after a minute he realizes that it's not true, he's also either the middle cities of Rashi.
Another Shita in Rashi, what's that what?
Rashi Shita is...
Other Shita, the one that holds that he did say Benichusel?
The Chusso holds that even for, that's Rashi, even for 1 moment, a sheker is violative of the midas.
Just to say it.
Just to say it. And even for 1 moment.
And the Shita in Rashi that holds that he did say it in the Chusso?
It so holds that the midas only applies to a sheker that remains a sheker. Alright.
Rebbe saying that it's difficult on Rashi to be asking this question because that sheet seems to be going like Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, there's no problem of saying something if you're not
deceiving. That's right. That's
so why is Rashi bothered by the fact that...
Because of Midas Chassidus.
Because Midas Chassidus.
Yeah.
That's why Rashi...
Yeah, that's right. Moray says in Bar Metzia that you are Marzal Marida between Asayim to the children of the Rabbanon who only says an untruth in 3 things. Sechte, Bepulye, Ubachsange. So that's only with our sinners. But that's just a lie. There's no reason. There's no reason.
And by the chosin, you're really supposed to lie. Even the midas chasidus doesn't apply.
On the contrary, it's not in the acheretz.
Okay.
Not in the acheretz. You have mevatel the mitzvah of being sameh the kal. Now, but Tesvis mentions in the name of the Rach. But I don't see it in the Rach yet. Another Gersa altogether. What is our Gersa? Our Gersa was the Rashi Pshat or the Shem Pshat, but the Gersa is the same. Omale, I Bekayem. Omale, I Mekayem. Whether it's Nechuse or B'loshishila, there's the Gersa. Tesha says, I Bekayem. I Mekayem. Not I the time, but Rav, where according to the Raz Gilse, when Rav Chi asked Rav, I the time, so Rav answered, I the time. So then he said, I the time. So he said, I the time. Yeah, Rav Chi asked Rav, I the is living. He said, I the is living. Then Rav Chi asked Rav, I the is living. He says, I the is living. They still says Pirush Rach. Pirush Rav Chi Yeshua Alovit Imu Kayim Yerav Eish Blei You know, you say, I skip to it. Al Bekayim Omalei Al Bekayim. The same thing that Rav Chi asked, I'm a Kayemes, I'm a Kayem. So then he said it double checker. But what he meant was, Rav Chi asked him, your father is living. So Rav answered, your father is living, Rav Chi's father is living. Apparently, Rav Chi's father was Maruch Yom.
Is it the other way?
Yes, yeah, it's Abikayem, only Imikayemes, I'm like Imikayemes. Zoish Kesar Bishra, Pelush, Rafi Shol Alobi Vimukayem, Virav Hishplay, Shovi Shalraf Kayem.
My own father.
Yeah. Vichimbe, Uvigirs Sasforim, Rafi Shol Alobi Vimukayem, Vishplay Rav Imikayemes, Pirish Imashol Ravikayemes. So, he mentions 2 other Gesoris, not Rashi's Gers. 2 other Gesoris. Uvili Rotso, the Hoshit, I Bekayem, Shalayit Rapriya, the Yizbeya, Shemishibe, and Mashi Shore. We call it in Shelly Abiabo Ab. A grandfather is also called Ab. The Kach Pirish Ad Moe, the Rab Barach, the Barach, the Rafriye, Havlish, Forest Time, one issue. But we have the Rab Nachmanel, so let's see what Rab Nachmanel says. Very strange. Rafriye Shoa Le Rab, in Ben Ochi. בן אל רב בן אוכי, שהוא בן החיסי, כשאול לארץ ישראל, אומרי, אבי קיים, כלימר אובי חיו, לביטי שרב לימרי, כמייס, אולי, אומרי, אובי שלי חי, כלימר אובי חיין חי. Just say the same thing. וכן הישב לי, Alim yob, alim may be in a say. Alright. Omar will shamet, so you knew that he's in a book. Chalet sleep, and it is already after slashing the ape, so it's a shmuel cheiko. So if somebody hears that he suffered a bereavement after 30 days as of the Nisei, so then he's not required to be named Shiva in slashing. But only Shoachas. The story was made Shoachas Avilas. Only Shame, Chleis Limanali, Beilach Piachai, Lebishamechas. Shmaminos Tlat, Shmamino Opolos Serbinos Asant, Ushmamino Shmur Chiko, in Eges or Yemech, Ushmamino Mitzus Ayem Kikur. Hahuda Omar.
And Mitzus Ayem Kikur means for 1 minute?
Half an hour. Mashvayim is not
the way the Mechaber says happened.
Yeah, all the Rishonim say. That's why Reb Chaim was made in 6 hours. He only waited 5:31. 5:30. Chaim. 5:31, not 6 hours. So it means if you wait 5:31, so then it's
and let's say on the seventh day of Shiva. How much of the morning?
Yeah, because first you have to daven.
Right.
So it's already and you daven after Netzachamo. So merely it means that it's more than half an hour. So
let's
as soon as you finish davening, the oval sits down and all the other...
Suppose the person doesn't have any people on Menachem. He's by himself.
So then he has
to wait
half an hour after sunrise. But not after Al Neshach. After sunrise.
And so if he davens, that's it.
That's it.
He doesn't have to wait around.
That's right. As long unless he davenes. So in other words, for a trivial matter, he called his friend to the door. And that's not a good meaning. You called somebody to the door who really did harm to you. He was massacred you, or he defend you, but just for a trivial matter, for 5 pennies, you call somebody to return. I once had here in Sukhana years ago, before I moved to Chicago, 2 outstanding students came to me to return, and it was such an angry return, so they both were mates. And one of the roommates, I won't tell the name, because the names of the 2 of them are well known. And they're nice Rabbonim, I mean. But at that time, so one roommate left in the closet his mother's. Then he didn't find it. He left for Shabbos, he came Sunday back. He didn't find the others. So he said to him, "Where are my robbers?" And the other roommate remained Shabbos here in the dormitory. So he said, "How should I?" So he said, "What do you mean I should know? You are all alone in the room." So then he told him, "Well, he made us." And then I couldn't pass. I made some of the right. But then I prevailed upon them that he should be mayor of the robbers. He would be glad. So the Gemara says that one person, for a trivial matter, he said, "Let's go the best." So Amrech Lamino Midonkos, the Chassid Don Yodin Yimei, Ki Echo Shifte Yisrael. It's a strange Gemara. It's not a traditional mikro. I mean, Don Yodin Echo Shifte Yisrael, that it means that he goes to Bezen for every penny. It's not a traditional mikro. And the Drash is also very strange. But I think the Pshat is like this. What was the task of Saul? In other words, Don Zvulun was involved in Mischa, but Don, he lived on the Chif Yam, so he's also involved in Mischa. In other words, those who had to ship goods, you know, across the river, across the Yam, so Don was the one who shipped the goods. So Miles, since Don was involved in Israel, and it's the teva of a businessman, of a big businessman, not a small businessman, to be marketed and din puto kidina. Somebody told me, what's the name of the billionaire in Chicago? There is Crown and another one. The Jewish billionaire. What? Pritzker? Pritzker, yeah. He's a billionaire. So a certain lawyer told me that Pritzker, he has so much money, he has billions. But if somebody did harm to me in $500, he'll go to court, up to the Supreme Court, and they'll spend $50,000 in order to collect the $500. It's not the question, you know, of making money. A poor man, so $10, what is it? Mayor, forget about it. But the billionaire, he has plenty of money. So he knows of cases, he mentioned to me cases. How did I come to that lawyer? Because I wanted to get from Pritzker information for Chicago. So I know a certain lawyer who's very friendly. So I asked him, so I said, "I don't think you'll get it." But then he made an appointment. So I saw him. The old Pritzker is not living anymore. At that time he was over 70. And he died when he was 80. So he said to me, "Who suggested to you that you should see me?" So I said, "Philip Klotznik." So I said, "Philip Klotznik, he's very rich himself. Maybe I have more millions than you. So why doesn't he give to Yishmael's place? Why does he suggest that you should go to me, I should leave?" But he gave me $10,000 anyway.
And the lawyer also gave money.
No, the lawyer didn't mess. All right. So that's the pshat in the ground. Zvunga chetyanish. Vaish to the kind of. Virkula almei roteu. Mer de ben rabiu de ben rabmeya. Chometz in the hotel, and she saw you so Milo, we need the machine. So why aren't we made in the 6 hours after 11 o'clock? וכי תאימה, זריזי מגנוי מצווה, ליבדיק משאף, in the morning, quiet night, וכי תאימה, זריזי מגנוי מצווה, נמשאף על תחסיב, ובאים, השמיני יום מצאולוס, ותניה, כל היים, כולי כושר מילה, אלא שזריזי מגנוי מצווה, שנאמר בישקי מעברון בביקר. ביש מעברון בביקר. So, in other words, and the din of Sriza Magdimu Mitzvahs is a kium deraisi, not just the kium deraisi. The halacha is the tekta halavim v'limuri. You can do a whole night. So maybe you should say, you're not allowed to be makta the halavim v'limuri of the Kom Tomi, of Yosef, and Shabbos. Because it's sexually time, Mitzvah Shabbos, so the Gemara says in Tzorchim, no. We have to remark to the Chalovim in the morning of all the Kabbonis, the Tavir, the Shabbos, so the Hefter Chalovim also has to be done on Shabbos. It means Shezrizi Magdim Mitzvah. So Shezrizi Magdim Mitzvah means that the Srizi Magdinim is Deich HaShabbos. The Srizi Magdinim is Deich HaShabbos. So the what Rashi says here. What does Rashi say? It's a Chiddush. In the Gemara says. Now, let's see the Rashi. First of all, in Rashi there is a Chiddush that Bali Moye, Bali Motze, in Zeyve, Yerarech, Teisek, Lacha, Chatzos. The Haibachit is a Nadir. The Rambam, that